Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, you've had a lot of experience over the years. I wonder, do parishioners talk about their pastor's sermons?
I certainly would hope they would, Dean. At least when I preach a sermon, I want people to talk about it. If nobody's talking about it, I think the sermon probably wasn't that effective. It's true that people can talk negatively, but I think for the most part, if you do a good job, they're going to respond positively. So, yeah, I want that feedback. I don't want it to be forgotten, the sermon to be forgotten, you know, by Monday and Tuesday, nobody can remember a thing you said. Feedback and talking about it, all that's good.
So you would say then that that kind of conversation about a sermon is a good thing?
I would think so. I know that people can get into roast the pastor. You know, I've not had that be a part of my experience, but I'm sure that's possible. Maybe it's happened and I just didn't know it, you know, but basically any kind of communication. I think that, you know, if the president talks to the country, he would hope they wouldn't just say he's a good speaker and then forget it, but that they would process what he's talking about, take his ideas, saying, I think that would be good. That's what good communication is going to do. So yes, I want them to talk.
Do you have any suggestions for making the feedback pastors get something that's truly helpful to them?
I think pastors can control the feedback far more than they realize they can. And over the time I've been preaching, which is a long time now, I guess we're talking over 50 years, I have always tried to get the feedback before I preach the sermon. Does that make sense?
Ah.
I get a group of people and I say, this is where I'm going with my message. Tell me what you think. Is that something that is relevant to the group I'm going to be talking to? What do you think as far as the solution I'm suggesting? I think the text is very clear. That's not a problem. These ideas as far as the how-to, do you think that's a good thing? And I find that talking through the sermon ahead of time, and I don't care whether that's in a small group in my home or that's at the office and it's with one of my employees who acts as kind of a representative for the group I'm going to be speaking for, or it's something I do on the telephone. I do that often. I will call people and say, this is where I'm going with this message. What do you think? Talking it through ahead of time is getting feedback, just like talking about the sermon after. So I would much rather do it before I preach and get the input of people, and then I'm much more prepared to know that I have done a good job with it than to wait until after I preached it. I think it's more typical of ministers to say the feedback is going to come after people have heard it. How are they going to respond if they haven't heard the sermon? You know, it may be that some people think, oh, my, David's calling me, and I have to listen to a whole sermon again to tell him what I think of it. But I've never had anybody respond that way, and I don't really give the whole sermon. I basically say, this is, in a sentence, what I'm trying to say. Do you understand that? Okay, I can amplify it a little bit. I talk a little bit more, but probably within 2 or 3 minutes, I can tell the people where I'm headed and what kind of response I'm wanting. And again, most of the time, they won't say that's bad. They'll say, have you thought of this? And then that have you thought of this becomes a whole new avenue of thinking that fits into the sermon I'm putting together and gives me a different perspective on it. That's where I get my feedback, even before I preach the sermon. A lot of times I would say as well, the person who gives me the greatest feedback is my wife. I'll say, Karen, here's where I am. And she'll say, well, it was good up until that point, and then it kind of veered, you know, and what did you think of this? And sometimes I almost feel like I would be more responsible if I'd say that was my wife's idea, but she doesn't want me to do that. So I look good a lot of times because I've gotten feedback from her prior to the time of actually preaching the sermon.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, getting the feedback ahead of time. It seems to me that part of the reason why that works so well for you is because of the sermoncoach.com methodology of creating a sermon where we make sure we have a solid subject that we're going to be talking about in the sermon, and that we also identify what the response that we expect that people to make to the sermon, and then give them how-tos to make that response, and then give them an idea of how long it's going to take. Because you structure your sermons that way, and then also encapsulize your sermon into a sentence, it makes it easier to get feedback ahead of time because of that structure that you've created.
Right. And a lot of times the feedback will be from the perspective of someone who is in a totally different world than I am. And they in fact, quite often I will get good illustrations from people because they're reading in areas of psychology, or they're reading about brain science, or they're reading about business or whatever. They say, yeah, in the business world, this is called, and then I sound like I'm really intelligent when I put those in my sermon, but those most of the time come from other people. And again, I see it, I'm in charge of the sermon, but it's a team building process that I really like. There are some people who I've called once and asked for feedback, and I never call them again because that's just not how they think. They can't track as quickly. But I know I called you. I've not done it a lot so that you think, oh, man, there's Maine's on the phone again. But I call you and I say, Dean, I'm stuck. Help me here. And then I find that, you know, that call was worth it. That was great. So, yeah, feedback ahead of time.
Yeah, the idea that people would give you illustrations is a really good reason to get the feedback ahead of time so that you can work them into the sermon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. But
I'm not real good on reading fiction, Dean, but a lot of people are, and they will say, you know, there's a current book that's really on that. And then I sound like I'm really up to date, you know. So that's just the way I operate it. But I find myself very comfortable with that, getting the feedback even before I preach the sermon.
What if getting the feedback before a person preaches is too intimidating for a pastor? Can you talk a little bit about getting feedback after you've preached your sermon?
Well, this is another area where I have a lot of what ministers would say are kind of peculiar ideas. But I would suggest to a minister, if they want feedback, I would rather get feedback that's written than feedback that is just off the cuff. And I would also like to know that I would like people to know that I'm asking for that feedback. So I would suggest to a minister to say, as you start your sermon, say, I have asked 5 people today in an effort to get feedback from my congregation as to how effective my sermons are, to write a 1-page critique of my message. If you would like to be one of those persons in the future, just tell me and I'd be happy to include you. But those 5 people at the end of today's sermon will give me a written analysis as to how effective they think the sermon was, and just be aware that I'm looking for input from you all the time. Do you think that's going to endear a pastor to the congregation, or is going to say, oh, this guy must be really insecure? What do you think would be the response?
It sounds like it would be endearing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people love that. And think about the people who are going to give you the feedback, these 5. Are they going to write stinky things so that you can say, well, never ask that person again? No. They're going to write very carefully. They're going to be very diplomatic, and they're going to probably write more good comments than you can imagine. So there is the affirmation that is coming. So I would say, you know, that would be a phenomenal idea. And if I were pastoring again, I would try it immediately because I see it as a win-win-win for everybody. I don't know how a minister listening to me is responding. Maybe that person's saying, that's the dumbest idea I ever heard of in my life. But people will talk about your sermon one way or the other. And the people who, even if they're your critics, if you say, I'm giving you the opportunity to write on 1 page what you want, I'd rather have it that way than have them talking behind my back. You know, and if you say, who would you ask? You know, I'd be just prone to say, get the 5 people who think I'm no good and ask them what they say. And it gives them the opportunity to really think through their thoughts. And then it may be part of what they have that is even negative criticism is very helpful, and you can work with it then. But the truth is, most ministers, and I believe I'm right in saying this, they get very little feedback on their sermons. They may get a word or two as people leave the church on Sunday morning, or I really enjoyed this illustration, or that joke was very funny, or whatever, you know. But you're not getting constructive criticism the way you want it. So my point that I'm making, which I'm feeling very strongly about, is as a minister, you can control what people are saying just by being upfront about it. And at that point, you've diffused the bomb, if you please.
Yeah, it sounds like it's much better if you as a pastor determine to set up a feedback mechanism that you've constructed carefully to meet the needs that you have, whether it's doing it ahead of time, which sounds very effective, particularly in getting an idea from people that are in different worlds than you are as to whether you're on track or not, and also picking up some illustrations that may make your sermon more effective, or if you decide to get the feedback at the end, at least if you set up the mechanism, that's going to take away some of the sting of people just talking about you behind your back or doing so in an uncontrolled way that is not at all helpful to you and may be quite detrimental to you.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We're not like movie stars or film producers. You know, they got critics who are, they've heard them all and they write down, they're very caustic in what they say. And with just a simple review, they can take a movie that's had millions and millions of dollars invested in it and kind of kill it almost. We don't have that going on. We're much more fortunate and people are gracious, but still you do want that feedback. And again, put yourself in the mindset that says, I can control this and I can learn from it. And this is my friend, it's not my enemy.
Wonderful. Our subject today was getting feedback on your sermons. Pastors have the option of setting up their own feedback system regarding their sermons. Thank you for joining us for our time together. We invite you to visit our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.